So what, you've given all your fur away for this? What an effort. What an effort. Didn't they do great? So for a few minutes, I'm going to just talk to the grown-ups. So kids, it's not necessary for you to switch off, because you will probably know a bit of this story, because we've been sharing some of it just a minute ago. So I'd imagine that at some point, most of you have all watched the news. But it always tickles me that whenever we watch the news, they start each bulletin with the word good. Be it good morning, good afternoon, good evening. But then they spend the next 45 minutes telling you why everything isn't good. Because you see, we kind of live in a world filled with tragedy, don't we? Rarely do we hear good news. And if there's anything that this hurting world needs, it is some good news. Not only the world in general, but individuals need good news too. Because our lives are often littered with sorrow and suffering. But we don't just need any good news. We need the best good news. So if you've got a Bible, if you want to turn to the Gospel of Luke, it'll be on page 1027. And it's chapter 2 and verse 10 and 11. Because you see, this passage in Luke regarding the Christmas story offers not only good news, but the best news in the world. Luke 2, verses 10 and 11, read. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." The best news in the world is that Christ the Lord has come as a Saviour for all. So I can appreciate that some of you might be thinking, "Well, Ben, yeah, that's nice. But to be honest with you, it doesn't really relate to any of my problems." Yeah, I understand it gives people a reason for some hope and a good feeling around Christmas time. But it doesn't really relate to the pain that I feel and the struggles that I face on a daily basis. Now, if this is what you're thinking, then my answer would be to you, sadly, you haven't understood the significance of this news. This news relates to you personally. The news that there has been born for you a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. It is absolutely the best news there is or ever could be. So why is it this well good news? This is the best news because of the type of news that it is. It's the most important news in the world. Jesus did not come into this world offering a new happy life. He did not come to give us hints and tips on how to live a happy life. He came as a Saviour. He came as a Saviour to seek and to save the lost. Because without Jesus as Saviour, you're lost. If you die without him as your Saviour, then you are eternally lost. That's why the good news is well good news. It's the news that a Saviour has been born who is Christ the Lord. Each and every one of us in this world is lost without a Saviour. That is why God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. That is the most important news in the world. It's also the best news because it is true news. So good news is only good if it's true. If I told you you've just inherited £100,000, you kind of would only regard it as good news if that was true. Yes. Sadly, I haven't got a spare pound, let alone £100,000. But if I was just making it up, then it's not really cause for much joy, is it? The news that Jesus Christ is born a Saviour is a pretty poor joke if it isn't true. It's not just some nice story to warm our hearts at Christmas. The Christmas story is not a fairy tale. It happened in history. Verse 11 of those two verses I just read. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So it happened on a particular day, a day in history at a specific location. And it was predicted centuries before. The shepherds went and they saw a live human baby. You saw that in our nativity. We're not talking make-believe. We're talking true history. The things they saw and heard. A common couple and their baby in a stable. They were not the sort of things that you would fabricate. If you were going to make up a story about the birth of the Saviour, then surely it has sounded far more grand. It'll have been maybe a fairy tale in a palace with royal attendants, and a baby with some kind of special glow around him. But instead, we read of a common couple and a baby lying in a manger. The story of Jesus is very real. The shepherds were not the only witnesses. During his life, many people witnessed his miracles and his teachings. They witnessed his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. And because of this, we can't really just shrug it off as a nice story. A nice story that is true to some, but not true for others. Believing in Jesus as your saviour is not one option of many. It's not something you can believe if it helps you to feel good inside, but then if it doesn't work, you can think, no, okay, I'll just discard it. Jesus is very real, and he demands a response from you. It's the best news because it is timely news. News isn't really exciting, is it, if it's old or perhaps relates to something in the future. England winning the World Cup in 1966 is very much old news. I mean, it doesn't affect me whatsoever. Think back to that £100,000. If I said you're going to inherit £100,000 in 20 years' time, now that would be great, but it's so far ahead in the future that it doesn't really help you. It's not going to help you right now. So the best news is news that relates to you right now. The good news about Jesus, the Saviour, it is timely. It's urgent news. Why? Because it comes to people who, like the shepherds, sit in darkness. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 that in the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. So you may not have tomorrow. It's not something you can put off for another day. The Bible also tells us in Acts 16 verse 31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. God saves you the very second you believe in Jesus Christ as your Saviour. There isn't anything that you have to do first. No matter what mess you are in, if you turn to Christ as your Saviour, he will save you. And he can do it right now. Therefore, the news about Jesus is the best news in the world. It's the best news because it's the most important. It's true. And it's timely. Lastly, it's the best news because it comes to all people. In Luke 2, verse 10 again, the angel announces, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That all the people means that there is nobody to whom this good news does not apply. Is a fact of history that the good news of Jesus applies to all. It transforms all who believe. The fact that God chose to reveal the Saviour first to the shepherds shows that God picks common people, working people like the shepherds. And it's these sorts of people in whom God chooses to display his grace. The fact that these shepherds are sitting in the darkness is symbolic. It's symbolic of the whole human race lost in the darkness of sin. The sudden bright light of God's glory terrifies the shepherds, but the angel quickly relieved them of their fears and told them of this incredibly good news. The best part of this good news is that not all of it is for all people in general, but it is for you personally. A saviour has been born to you. That means this good news requires a personal response. Each person must respond as the shepherds did. They didn't say, wow, that was some experience seeing all those angels. And then they just sat back down for the rest of the night and slept. Equally, they didn't say, well, thanks for the news. We've always believed this. And they stayed where they were, just getting the sheep poo from off their shoes. No, they responded to the news. They responded by believing what God had revealed to them through the angel. They showed their faith by going straight to Bethlehem. They wanted to see for themselves. And what did they see? Luke 2 verse 16 provides the answer. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Lying in a manger in a stable. Just an average stable. I probably imagine it was a pretty smelly stable too. Just very simple, nothing special. There was no hovering angels. There was no halo above his head. The shepherds so easily could have just dismissed it, as so many of us do today. So as we close, so what about you? Will you dismiss this simple but profound news? The message that the baby Jesus, born in Bethlehem, whose birth was announced by the angels to these simple shepherds. Is Christ the Lord a saviour born for you? That is absolutely the best, well, good news in the world. No matter what your situation in life, Jesus didn't leave heaven and come to this earth and go through the suffering on the cross, just to give you a boost or a few tips on how to have a happy life. No. He knew that you desperately needed a saviour. And that is Christmas. Christmas is nothing without Christ. And that is why this news is the best, well, good news in the world ever.